Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I know God is in the place this morning. I say God is in the place. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I feel like praising him. Oh, yes, I feel like praising him. Oh, he has been so good to me, dear friends. And I feel like praising him. Oh, I feel like going on. Oh, yes, I feel like going on. Yes, I do. 'Cause he has been so good to me, dear friends. And I feel like going on. Oh, listen. Well, I feel like preaching the word. Oh, Lord. Yes, I feel like preaching the word. Yes, Lord. He has been so good to me. And I feel like preaching the word. And I feel like standing on it too. Well, I feel like believing his word. Yes, yes, I feel like believing his word. Yes, I do. 'Cause he has been so good to me. And I feel like believing his word. Do you feel like believing the word today? I so heard the testimonies. I'm telling you, God is in this place. Praise the Lord. I say, God is in this place. You don't have to beat him up. He's already here. All you got to do is praise him. All you got to do is praise him. All you got to do is tell him you love him. All you got to do is lift your hands up and tell him how grateful you are to him. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to try to look around nowhere. I'm telling you, God is here today. Oh, Jesus. I know you feel his presence. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to give you a little old time. Just a little bit more time to praise God. Hallelujah, because he's good. I say he's good. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We come to the house of the Lord. He said, come into his courts with praise and to it with thanksgiving. I'm telling you, we need to praise. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you. Hallelujah. You ought to take some time now and go on and praise him now. Hallelujah, because he's showing up good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when the people read the word back in Ezra, he found a book, and when they read it, they praised God. And at one time, they praised God where they made the earth shake. I said, whoa, we need some praise like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to get your mind off of your troubles. Get your mind off what you think of, and just go ahead and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. I say he's so good. I just love the testimonies. I'm seeing how these young people are growing. I'm telling you, take all you can to keep up with y'all. God is so good. I just love him. I just praise him. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord, help me all today. Praise the Lord. Let me minister the word. Let me preach the gospel. For the gospel is the power of God. I realize that the gospel is the power of God. And I just thank God for Jesus today. Praise the Lord. We all go, like he said, through our trials. Hallelujah. But what killed me today, all the testimonies were so good. Brother Al started singing. The thing went off, and he kept right on singing. I said, now that's what it. Come on now. Come on now. It was with the music. I said, well. You know, you can't. That's what it is. You know, when you start to praise it and get, you know, and then the enemy trying to get in it. But just keep right on. Keep right on, like Gwen said, keep right on in the road. Don't turn around and try to find out what nobody else is doing. You just keep on. Praise the Lord. I was on my way to church one minute, on my way to church this morning, and I'm just, this trial is just beating me down. I said, Lord, I'm just whooped, almost whooped. And I turned on my radio, I was in my college, so the radio come on, he said, hold on to God. Believe his word. I said, okay. I picked the Bible up and turned it over and said, one of the kings, Asa, he was diseased in his feet, but he did not go to the Lord. And so he died. And I said, God, I said, you know me, I'm flesh. And I'm really tired. So I said, but okay, I'll hold on a little bit longer now. I'll hold on a little bit longer. So hold on a little bit longer, children of God. He'll come through for you. He will. He'll do. I just believe it. I say, I believe it. I believe it. And I want to thank the Lord for Jesus this morning. Praise the Lord. I want you to thank the Lord for Jesus this morning. So why don't you turn around and tell somebody, say, I thank the Lord for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I say, why can't I? Oh, Lord, let me turn to where I want to get to. Hallelujah, Jesus. You get me, sister, give me Isaiah 45:11 when I need it, okay? L, you get me Isaiah 43:26 when I need it. 26. Mm-hmm. Not at this moment, but I'm going to need it. I'm so glad to be here. Give the Lord another clap offering. I want to thank you all for having patience with me and thank God for Jesus. I believe his word. I do. I really believe his word. I'm going to start in Ephesians. And the Lord began to speak to me when brother ministered last week and was giving his testimony. And God began to tell me, I give y'all everything you need. So all you got to do is learn how to use it. He said, I've given you everything. You're sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And he said, you got to believe what I say. Amen. Amen. But I've given you everything, every weapon to use against the devil. Praise the Lord. He said, you got what you need. All you just got to look at it and find out how to. You know, a lot of times people, especially men, they'll get things for their kids, you know, for Christmas. And, you know, you have to take it out the box and put it together. And they get all confused. I've seen this done. I don't know y'all don't do this. And they be trying to, they miss a screw and they be trying to put it together. And they, you know, instead of them looking at the directions, they figure, well, I'll lay these screws out and what it look like it go, I'll just put it where it look like it go. But don't put it where it look like it go. There's a certain place it has to go. Come on now. And you want to trust God, you got to put it where it's supposed to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's good. Praise the Lord. I want to go to Ephesians 6. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I asked my brother, could you find me a Roman soldier? Just find a Roman soldier and throw it up there for me. Can you do that? Okay. We're going to be good. Okay, he said, finally, my brother, Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord. Power of his might. He said, finally, my brethren, he said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, we've been preached this many, many times, the armor of God. And some of us, you know, we get up and want to put on my helmet, put on it, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. God has given you, first you got to put it on, but you got weapons that you don't even know nothing about. You got weapons that, you know, and else he don't know what he did. And so I went over in Chronicles. I love the 20th chapter of Chronicles. I love preaching in the 20th chapter of Chronicles. And I read how Jehoshaphat went to battle. And we're going to do that some. But I thought about it. He said, you know, I've given you many winning weapons. He said, but you look at this. And he said, but, you know, you can only take a song. It's a weapon. Did y'all know songs is a weapon? You just got through saying, Gwen, you proved it. You got through saying, so I got to put my praise on. Right, so songs is a weapon. I thought about how good God is, how he give us so many things, how he give us so many things that we're not even understanding. He said, So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, Apostle Paul understood about the Roman. They understood the Roman soldiers, one of the best dressed soldiers and equipped in the world. They was taking over the world. They had leaders that were brilliant leaders. And they were great warriors. And people was afraid of these people. But their armor was just, and he looked at this, he said, put on the whole armor. He was thinking about what the Roman soldier wore. Because the Roman soldier's shield was, it came up here, down almost to his feet. It covered him. It covered him in battle. He had on the best armor that was made in that day. And I was just fascinated with this, reading about the Roman soldier. And so he said, now listen. And I thought, I said, yeah, the Roman soldier was fixed up for, that's that he fight. Well, he get bad, ain't he? He was fixed up for that day. But then Paul looks around and say, put on the armor of God. This man had something that could go against a sword. You stick him somewhere, you know, that on the front of him, that'll help him for keep you putting something in his heart or putting in his head or hitting him upside something. He had on what it took. But God is telling us, he say, put this on because the devil can't do nothing with this. He said, when you put on the armor, this is a supernatural armor. You ain't getting out there putting on no helmet. You're not putting on, nobody seen you with a shield. You come walking in here, we wonder who you are. Hallelujah. But if you walk in here with this supernatural armor on, the devil can't do nothing with you. Praise the Lord. And what you don't understand is when you be fighting, you throwing up the shield of faith. I'm telling you, the shield can get us out. Oh, but it's a supernatural thing. It's not nothing natural. It's a supernatural. God has gave us supernatural things to fight in a supernatural world because we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling with people. He understood that too, because they went to the games and they saw the wrestling matches and they went there to the arenas, and no doubt they saw the gladiators fighting, and these were tough, rough men, people who was not afraid to die, was not afraid to show their proudness that they were men. But I'm telling you, God is raising up a people in this generation who's not going to be afraid to show what they got. Hallelujah. And so he said, now put on some on your head. Your head, it's the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. You got to be saved, y'all. Because the first thing you do, you got to have a new man. Because the Lord said, in your mind, you serve him with your mind. So you got to have on the helmet for you even go out there after Satan now. You ain't got the helmet of salvation. You kind of have clothes. I don't know if you got the rest of it either. He said, put on. So let's get down here. Wherefore unto you, the whole armor, this is number 13, that you may be able to withstand in that evil day. But listen, these are not just words. You just had testimonies to show the greatness of God. Well, nobody couldn't do nothing, but God stepped in. I just heard you testify that. You just stood up and talking about how something wrong and how this has stayed in some for 24 days and all this kind of stuff. You're talking about God. And he want us to know that there's nothing that's going to come against you in this age. I don't care who get to be the president. I ain't wondering about it. I ain't thinking about who the president is. I already got a president. I already got a kingdom that I'm serving. I'm not serving this kingdom. I'm serving that one. And I'm asking every day, Lord, you show me how to walk this way. Show me how to walk in your word. Because I don't find out your word is supernatural. Your word will get me through. God, girl. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, people just, we as saints, we don't realize some things. We just don't. And he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor. And he said, stand therefore, hallelujah, so you can withstand. Stand therefore, having your loins. Right around here, the belt of truth on. They call it the belt of truth. Now, the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the Lord allows me sometimes to look at these different things that helps me. But I saw something last night about Buddha. And I'm wondering how people get caught up with people that's got all these strange doctrines. And then the Lord told me they don't pick this up. They don't read the word. You cannot exist, consist, resist without the word of God. And so we need to ask God, well, I'm kind of old. I am too. You, hey, But I told God, I said, Lord, I'm getting old. I said, but I'm going to still try. I said, I'm going to get in here and I'm going to learn these scriptures just like I did when I was 15. I said, I'm going to keep on, keeping on, keeping on. And God touches my mind. I just thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank him for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So you see people drifting around and doing all these crazy things. And then, I mean, this was really crazy. I had to cut it off. It was just too crazy. This man just took these people all out. And, this stuff with the devil do look like God. You know, you're always going to copy off God. You know, and they thinking they way off somewhere. Like, she said, oh, I just feel like I had just went on a trip, you know, of drugs. I just, oh. And I thought about it. I said, that dirty devil. But the Lord told me they got this. They got all kind of things they could hear. But they resist me and want to do their own thing. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I ain't heard nobody that's running the times I listen said nothing about God. You trying to do your own thing, it ain't going to work. Your plans ain't going to work. I said, I don't care what kind of plan people got. Without God, it's not going to work. So let me, I will encourage us today, saints. The Lord is teaching you who he is. Can it in a can. Put it on your wall and keep it before you and say, God, if you've done this, you will do that. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm happy in my soul. I'm happy in my soul today. I'm happy in my soul today. I'm happy in my soul today because I begin to understand who God is. God is. I say God is. Hallelujah. I wrote my testimony that y'all can read because they were going to put it online and I guess somebody can put it in the paper. I just thank the Lord. I don't understand a lot, but I thank the Lord. But on August the 10th, around the 10th, it was Wednesday. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. August the 10th. Yeah, August the 10th. Never forget it. I ain't going to forget that. Amen. I get up out the bed at a certain time. I swung out the bed that time. I couldn't hardly get up. Couldn't hardly get up. Talking about August the 10th. I wrote it down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I didn't know what was going on. I drug myself around and we went to take care of some lady, and I've told you this before, but I'm going to write it. And also the Lord impressed upon me to write a book. Me write a book. He said, why not? And so, y'all looking at me. Anyway, praise the Lord. After we got back that Wednesday, we went over to somewhere. And I mean, I was messed up. I was going to fall out, I thought. What in the world is this? When Dernie took me to the hospital and they found out that my sciatic nerve was pinched. Y'all heard about it before. But praise the Lord. I was in the bed. Daddy took good care of me. I got to tell it again. I'm just praising the Lord. I got this for a reason. I'm doing this for a reason. I'm rehearsing this for a reason. I'm going somewhere. And after I laid down for about 3 or 4 days, I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't hardly. In the chair on this and this, go back and forth. And I'm dragging around and holding over. And this is a mess. I can't hardly remember it now. You know, you can say, but you can't hardly remember. I can't hardly remember my trials. I don't know about y'all. When God take me out, I just have to say what I thought. Because you don't really remember. And so about the fifth day, I'm still talking to the Lord, reading, talking to the Lord. Lord, what in the world? Sixth day, seventh day. Hallelujah. 10 days, you're going to stand up. I mean, I could not stand. I was walking hunched over, holding stuff up, and just a mess. So that Sunday, now Wednesday would be the 17th. That Sunday, Lenny and them came, Lenny, Dee Dee, and all of them came by church. They came over. And little Lenny, I got to tell you. I said, Lord, you promised me a miracle. But I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about this. I wasn't talking about because I didn't even have that. They were starting to praying, and little Lenny laid her hand. She said, Lord, give her a miracle. Lenny, I didn't think about it too much, you know, because the Lord had told me, he said, on the 10th day, you're going to stand. Well, on the fifth day, this child came over and prayed for God to give me a miracle.
Y'all got something in your hands. I told y'all that. I told you that before now. God got something. You ain't what the devil say you are. You don't have to bow to what he said you have to bow to. I don't care what you're going through. Get the word and find you something to stand on. His word will hold you up just like his word is holding up the world. His word will hold you up just like it holds up the sun. His word will hold you up just like you standing on the earth. If he moves something, you'd fall off the earth. But something called gravity is holding me down. And something called grace is taking me through. The 10th day, it was the 6th day, it was the 8th day, feeling pretty good. 9th day, 10th day, I got to bed and stood up. Pain gone. I mean gone. I went out there, Dad said, I said, yeah, it's gone. That pain gone. Yeah, that pain is gone. Pain gone. Pain gone. Now listen, during this time I'm going online because I love to go Google. You know, I Googles. I'm going online, I'm looking, I'm what is this here and how long this here? Well, it takes about a month, it takes about 3 weeks. I said, no. I know, Lord. I said, the Lord said, you better stop looking at that stuff and put that junk in your mind. You better believe what I say. I said in 10 days. You better believe it. And I just took that mess off. Y'all looking at too much stuff. Believe the word. Stand on the word. 10 days I was standing up. Hallelujah. I was on a Wednesday. Come in walking. Sister teased me, said, who brought you in here? I said, oh, Holy Ghost brought me in here. I couldn't walk. I was stepping there looking at me. I know they were watching. Oh, yes. God is a God that will do what he says. If he give you a word, stand on the word. I say, if you give you a word, make sure you got on your armor now. Come on, children of God. Make sure you got on something. You got to be dressed. That Roman soldier didn't go out trying to fight undressed. He dressed himself up ready to do battle. It's time to do battle with this devil. He done promised us something, but you think the devil going to say, well, yeah, this your season. Yeah, I'm going to see. I'm going to see. Let me tell you something else, Al. You're on a good road. Because the harder your trials is, the higher you going with God. You, whatever you asking God for, make sure you know what you're asking for. God, I want this thing. Okay, you got to be tried. Ask Job about it. I said, he never asked God nothing, but he, you know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. But God takes you, you got to have tests to have a testimony. Uh-huh. That's right. And the higher your tests are, the higher God is taking you. Okay, y'all don't care, but I sure believe that. You're not going to get up where you see some of these people. You don't know where they, you know, I love this program. I listen to it. But they said, well, now, they're going to pray for you. And God said, no, they ain't. Anybody going to pray for you and this going to happen? You're going to do what they did. They got to tell me how many days they fast, what they did, and how they served the Lord. They need to stop the lying. Now, I don't want to hear that now because I know I can't just say, well, now, I'm going to lay my hands on you. And I don't sit up here and did all this. And come on, you got to find out what Paul did. Like you talking about you sick because Paul had a thorn in his flesh. You ain't had no revelations. But, you know, we want to make, you know, well, Paul had a thorn. You don't know what his thorn is. It didn't say nothing about it kept him crippled. But he couldn't preach. Whatever it was, God bless him. But it don't say that. It don't. We got to stop trying to make excuses. Come on, children of God. Our God is able. He's able. I say he's able. And he began to tell me, say, put it on. Put on that. Put on the helmet and the shield of faith. I don't want to preach on this. And then put on, what else we got to put some on your feet. Have it shod with the gospel of peace. That means study your word so you know how to talk to people. Is that what that means? Praise God. And so then I went over to 2 Chronicles. I'm so happy. Daddy said when I get all stirred up, I talk too fast. Oh, I'm stirred up. Let me ship out. Ooh. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. So I went over in 2 Chronicles. Love 2 Chronicles. I want to start the 2 Chronicles at the... where am I going to start? I'm going to see. 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. I'm going to start around the 22nd verse. Listen. Now, here's another weapon I'm going to give you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now the 21st, it said, now this is between Jehoshaphat and these crazy people. And when he had consulted with the people, number 21, he appointed singers. See, y'all think singers, no. Do you know you can sing the glory down? Do you know you can sing the glory down? And do you know God can give you a song that will take all the heartbreak? It's a weapon that God gives us. David made instruments and he played it to Saul. And I said, good Lord. He said, that music, the sound of music, came out into Saul and drove the devil out. Some people say, sing a song, you know. You don't know what you're doing. When you get to sing something about the vibration of something. And I'm knowing that God say, I sing over you. I said, uh-oh. Sister, God sings over us. So it's got to be a singing is a weapon. You ever get down and say, and you started singing a song. I used to hear my auntie singing way from over the hill. I would go to her house. And she ain't never spoke in tongues like y'all do. But she believed that word. And she sung it. You can hear her sing, oh, this all over. You come over the hill, you hear her singing. And God says, singing is a weapon. He says, sing. Sing to me. Sing. You'll feel better. Instead of going to the phone, sing. Sing. Instead of taking, popping that pill, sing. Sing. Because singing, because he said he chose us. It was a reason he chose the singers. He said he chose the singers unto the Lord. They're doing it unto the Lord. And that should place, listen, and while they were singing praise to the beauty of holiness. God, we're singing about you. We're singing how great you are. And they went out before the army and said, praise the Lord for his mercy and do it forever. Y'all remember this song? We praise the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his mercy. It endureth. For his mercy endureth forever. We praise the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for his mercy. It endureth. For his mercy endureth forever. We sung that in our when we was down there. And I'm telling you, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. People would get so happy. Say my hip was hurting. But we praise the beauty of holiness. Praise the Lord. It's Ammon. Moab. And Maser, which came against Judah, they were smitten. All they did was praise God. I said, you ain't ready yet. All they did was praise God, because a praise is comely for the saints forever. For the children of Ammon stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, early to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of the Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. They was killing each other. He had the devil killing each other. He's the same God. He's the same God. Praise God. And you can go to him. Now, I didn't hear none of the word of you. Friday night, I'm sorry, I was back there with my baby. But I do know you talk to God. And Jehoshaphat, I love it. Jehoshaphat, I want you to put your eyes up on the fifth verse. And Jehoshaphat, when he found out this army that he could not possibly beat because they didn't have the manpower to do it, praise the Lord, he got before God. And let me tell you something. God told me, say, remind me. He said, put me in remembrance of the things I've done for you. Put me in remembrance of, just talk about me. Ooh, Jesus. I'm Lord, help me. He said, and Jehoshaphat said, he stood in the congregation. He said, oh, Lord God, number 6 of hosts. He said, of our fathers, Are not thou the God in heaven? And ruleth not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? This heathen done come up here. You rule over all. Tell him how bad he is. And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand you, Lord. Ain't nothing I'm going through can stand up against you, Lord. Thou not our God, who did drive out the inhabitants of the land before the people of Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever. And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence for the name that is in this house, and cry unto you in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. You say that we stand before. I'm telling you, I'm so glad I heard that somebody finally gonna pray. It may not be perfect, but I say, God, at least you've given us a chance to pray. And I'm hoping that we will pray, hallelujah, because if we don't pray, we're gonna be in some bad trouble. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, Asir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came unto the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and destroyed them now. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us. Because the Lord told him not to fight these people. When they was coming, he said, no, don't fight them. Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against the great company that cometh against us. Neither knew we what to do. But listen, but our eyes are upon you. Keep your eyes on the word. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Because if you do, you will have greater testimonies than these. If we keep our eyes on the Lord and ask according to his will, he will give us our heart's desire. I have seen this so many times. He will give us our heart's desire. Praise the Lord. And so, you know what happened? Go back over the 25th. Then Jehoshaphat came to take away the spoil of them. They found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off of for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. God gets to get you a 3 day. He for to do something for you. He gonna just slay that devil soul until what you gonna take off gonna just last you. It's gonna be something beautiful. You gonna be able to say, God did this. That you gonna understand what God is doing. Praise. I tell you, God is a wonder. And I said, ooh, my Lord. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Bartra. And there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the place was called the Valley of Bartra. I guess I'm calling it Racha. Until this day. Because it's the valley of blessing. And God has blessed us. God has blessed us. And you can use that. A praise is a song. And a praise can be a word of victory. You can get a word and God will deliver you just one word. And not a lot of words. Not a lot of words. I was going through something and a brother I was talking to, he didn't know. But a word came out of his mouth that delivered me. And it just changed my heart. Just did something for me. Just boom. And I said, and I started crying. I said, oh, Lord, thank you. Praise the Lord. So words can deliver people. A song can deliver people. A praise can deliver you. You got everything that you need to get delivered. You don't have to neither walk around wondering. Somebody said, listen. Somebody was saying that this is not too off. They said, didn't the Lord tell us not to be worried about what we eat or drink? Yeah, he sure said it. Neither about what your clothes and everything. I'm going to tell you, it's coming to place soon. In America, God has got to do something with America. And it's going to come to the place where you're going to know what he's talking about. You're going to know. You're going to wash each other's feet because you're going to understand about it. It's coming. And we need it. Don't you want to be saved? You don't want to be holy. I do. I want to be saved. And I said, Lord, let your will be done. I don't want to be, no, I'm not praying that, you know, everything go. But I've gone to the store many times, and I see in my spirit, ain't nothing on the shelves. Nothing. And I just weep. I said, Lord, look at that poor America. I love my country. I tell sometimes I meet people, tell them, I say, I love my country. I do. I love America. She was holy and good. And now you can't say nothing about her God. The God that she was established on. They pushed him out. They don't want him. So I'm going to see what this prayer thing is going to do. Are they going to pray to God? Are they going to pray to Jesus? Oh, they pray to God. Oh, God. But we got a God as Jesus Christ. No, that's the name that brings reproach. You can say God all you want to. What God are you talking about? I'm hoping this don't come across. You know how these crazy people. Well, you know, everybody does. We ain't serving the same God. No, you're not serving my God. My God don't do the things that people doing. My God don't go out there killing up folks and carrying on. My God don't do that. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you today to get in the Word and find out everything that works for you. Lenny, God showed you. Praise works for you. So do it. When the devil come against you like a flood, he ain't through. He comes against all of us. Just praise him. Praise him. Because praise will get it done. Praise the Lord. Sometimes a song will do it. He does this, what you know, whoever, whatever you need, he gives it to you. Because he works according to our needs. Sometimes just a song will get it done. He'll say, put on this kind of song. I saw that. And my heart, he say, the pain begin to leave. It's something about our God. You need to listen to him. He got everything we need, children of God. We ain't got to worry about, we ain't got to worry about nothing. What are we going to do when the water go out? He say, I'm your water. I'll give you water to drink that you won't have to come to the well no more and draw. I'm your water. I just believe God is going to take care of us. I say, I believe God is going to take care of us. I believe God is going to take care. I used to hear all these testimonies about people setting tables, didn't have nothing to eat. And somebody knock on the door and bring them some food. We need to know this God. This brother was here, Brother Love. He was talking about how he was on the street preaching. He was here just last year. I'm going to have him back here. And how God sent, he had nothing but a hubcap. And God sent some fish. A man brought the fish to him and said, y'all need this fish. He brought the fish. He cooked the fish in a hubcap. Yes. I'm afraid we need some experiences. We do. Yes, sir. We need some experience with this God we call God. Jesus Christ our Lord. Will you stand on your feet? Find out. Find out what moves you. Is it a praise? Is it coming to church, a word? God got so many weapons. And it's in your arsenal. You know, I seen an arsenal. And I said, boy, they used to carry them, arrows back on the back here. You know, they used to have to put the arrows back here in a little thing back there. I don't know what you call that, but they had arrows back there. Praise the Lord. Huh? A quiver, I'm telling you. But God got everything you need spiritually. Now, you can't go walking around, watch out, with nothing carnal. Because your weapons are not carnal. Your weapons are mighty through God. And now people out here, people that love God, talking about, I'm going to get me a gun. That ain't what he said. He told Peter, put your sword down. He said, because he that live by the sword going to die by the sword. It's time for us to believe God. Stop talking and believe God. He's trying for God's sake. If it don't work, then you can say, well, that didn't work for me. I ain't never heard nobody say it didn't work. I never heard nobody say it didn't work. Praise God. If you know that you are ready to see, you know where you're going to be, say, 1,000 years from now. Where you going to be? If you don't feel like you're going to be somewhere 1,000 years from now, you need to come on, let's pray. Because this time is really rushing. It is going on. God wants to save your soul. Yeah.
young or old, if you're not sure that you know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, come now. Whoever, I don't care who it is. Hallelujah. If you need something from God, if you need to say, Lord, I just got to, come on. I know I'm saved, but I just need to get a little bit closer. Come on. Come on. God will do this thing for you. Come on. God loves us. I just get amazed at the love of God. I get amazed at the love of God. Get amazed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anybody need prayer for anything else? You standing and you need somebody to pray and stand with you in agreement. We'll do that too. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. I say God is a good God. Any son? God is a good God. God is a good God. God kept me. How old are you, son? How old are you? Oh, yeah, God kept me when I was 11. I can go back there and say something about that. God has kept me. What about you? God kept you. You hear God done kept you. Whether you know it or not, God done kept you. Everybody don't need no prayer or nothing like that. That's wonderful. Somebody say, if you need prayer, come on now. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you. I really enjoyed the service. I enjoyed the service. I enjoyed my preaching today. I enjoyed my word today. Because I'm telling you, I'm feeling this thing. I'm feeling this thing. Praise the Lord. God is good. And I'm looking for him to move more. I'm looking just for him to move. And I want to thank God for Derek, who I was concerned about some things, Derek. And when you came up there, sell it. I said, Lord, that's what we're going to, that's good. Praise the Lord. Then somebody else sent us a RSVP back. They're bringing the whole church. Ain't many of them, but they're all coming. They put names down there. We all be there. Praise the Lord. So I'm looking forward to the 24th. I'm looking forward to the 11th. I'm looking forward to the 18th. And then Al going to preach the next day. I'm looking forward for God moving in this church. I'm looking forward to him moving in this church. Not just moving for us, but moving for other people. I'm looking for souls. I'm just looking for some things. I don't know about you, but I'm looking. I'm looking. Is that all? Praise the Lord. Sister, could you read that to us? Okay, go in, read it.
This is from Road to Life Church. They're having their annual men's revival services beginning September the 8th through the 11th, 7:30 nightly, starting Thursday, September the 8th, and runs through Sunday, September the 11th.
He always invites us. I don't know whether we can get out, but he always let us know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if anything else, is everybody happy? Any announcements? Anybody else got any announcements that we need to hear? Praise the Lord. What?